Game two of Orioles-Guardians tonight in Cleveland, weather permitting. We got SummerSlam this weekend to talk about literally everything. Well, maybe not everything, but former MLB pitcher, Orioles analyst, Ben McDonald joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ben, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
We're doing well here, bud. It's always great to talk to you. This Orioles team sure is. They got some juggernaut tendencies here, but we were referencing the wonderful Jackson Holliday moment, him trading a signed bat in a meet and greet with a young fan for his first home run ball. Has that always been a sticky wicket of, is somebody going to drive a hard bargain here, or is that just within the last 20 years with social media that this has become more of a conversation?
I think more so in the last 20 years. You know, I mean, years ago, I mean, if you caught somebody's first home run ball or a significant ball, you know, you typically gave it back and it was an autograph bat or something, and you get to meet somebody, and that was pretty much it, you know. Now, I know some people are driving hard bargains these days. It almost feels like some folks out there have agents is what it almost feels like, you know. And so it's changed a little bit over time. It was good to see Jackson Holliday hit his first big league homer, and a young kid, his dad, caught the ball and got to meet Jackson, and you probably saw it on social media. Who's just a kid. I mean, he's a baby. He's 20 years old, you know, and he's such a good kid. And so he got his home run ball back, and he got to shake hands, take some pictures, and meet. I think he signed an autographed bat. And that's about all it was, which is really a cool moment.
So is there a piece of memorabilia from your career that either you'd like to have or that you already have and you feel closest to from your time playing in the big leagues?
No, I mean, I don't have any memorabilia. I mean, I got my first ball, I picked up my first win, my first strikeout, which most guys typically do, you know. Those are the things you really want. My career didn't last as long as I hoped it would last. You know, I was done after 9 years and had some arm issues at 29 years old, was out of the ballgame. So I didn't hit any of those historic marks. I think I got my ball when I pitched my 1,000th inning in the big leagues, stuff like that. But nothing, I mean, My best stuff, I guess, is some college stuff. The Golden Spikes Award, of course, winning a gold medal in the 1988 Olympics over in Seoul, Korea with Team USA Baseball. That's probably my biggest prize, is the gold medal that hangs up in my office at home.
You know, given some of the recent struggles of Baltimore, now they're, you know, trying to get back on track here at 65-45. How big is this series for the O's?
I think, look, it's big. I mean, obviously Cleveland, the best team in baseball, best home record in baseball, really, really, you know, playing well right now. I mean, if you look at what they've done, they've won four in a row, I think seven out of their last 10, and they look good. And I'm going to tell you, this is a big series for the Orioles because it's kind of been up and down. The Orioles began after the All-Star break. They go into Texas against a pretty decent team. They win two or three. It looks like they're about to take off again. Then you go down to Miami, you lose two or three. You know, you come home to the Padres, you lose the first two, you win the final game of that series. And then you show well against the Blue Jays, you win three or four at home. You go, okay, we got some momentum going into Cleveland. But, man, it was a boat race last night. I tell you what, Cleveland impressed me. First time I've seen them this year, I missed the first series. But I tell you what, this offense that the Guardians have is a sneaky offense, man. I mean, I know it's top heavy. The top five guys are really, really good. The bottom part of the lineup can struggle from time to time, although Bo Naylor had a big three-run shot last night out of that eight hole. But it's a sneaky offense. And if you look at it, I mean, they're what, one home run away from tying their season total of last year, you know. And obviously the run production is up because very good at runners in scoring position this year, top five in baseball. They're hitting some home runs. But they're just a really good team. And of course, you know about Cleveland. You know about the bullpen. And look, it's the best bullpen in baseball, and it is not even close when you look at it.
I think I know who Guardians fans would say if the roles were reversed. But I'll ask you this: if you could handpick one of the current Guardians that are playing right now with this team and healthy to plop onto that Orioles roster to perfect that roster between Clase, Kwan, Hosey, Naylor. Any one of the stars, who would you take?
Oh, my God. Well, probably Clase. I mean, look, it just feels like he's the best closer in the game for me. And when he comes in, it's over. Craig Kimbrel for us, you know, had a good start, then some struggles, and then it really took off. You know, Kimbrel, everybody's hard on Kimbrel in Baltimore right now because he blew a couple saves. And look, he's got the most blown saves in baseball. We know that. But Kimbrel had a run, man, where I'm going to tell you, over a two-month period, he gave up one run in 19 innings of work. So it's possible for him to get going again. Obviously, Orioles went out and traded for Sir Anthony Dominguez. That's going to help, gives you a big arm towards the back of the bullpen. that will certainly help. You know, and you go pick up Gregory Soto, too. So I think the Orioles made some pretty significant moves to try to get this thing kick-started. The interesting thing today is, you guys have probably heard, we're pulling up Colby Mayo, the number three prospect in the Oriole organization, number 15 prospect overall, just a 22-year-old kid. He'll probably play third base tonight. And so we're going to have the youngest infield in baseball, the youngest in Oriole history. We got a 22-year-old at third. We got Henderson, who just turned 23 at shortstop, and Jackson Holliday, who can't even drink a beer yet at 20 years old, over at second base. And so that's going to be our infield. So Mike Elias is pushing some buttons right now. He's trying to inject this number one farm system in baseball. Holliday just came up, and we're going to see Mayo today. So they're hoping to catch lightning in a bottle here and get something going and try to get a run going.
Ben McDonald, former MLB pitcher, Orioles analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Game two of Guards Orioles tonight at Progressive Field. Is it, because I know you got the Rutschman kid, you do have Jackson Holliday, you mentioned Colby Mayo, Corbin Burnes. I mean, this whole thing is pieced together for a very special run in Baltimore. And yet I think if I could take one player off that roster, plop him right into the Guardians, I think I'd take Gunnar Henderson. Is that a hot take? If I said that in Baltimore, would I be run off the air?
Yeah, you'd be run off the air. I mean, look, Gunnar's made some errors lately. We know that. And what I love about him, like I said, he just turned 23 years old, his second full big league season, man. Rookie of the year last year after a rough 2 months. He really got it going the final 4 months of the season. Got off to a tremendous start this year and was in the MVP conversation. He's still up there in a lot of categories, but he's fallen off a little bit. But he's made a few errors on the defensive side of the ball. But one thing I can say about the kid, he's got no quit in him. You know, most young middle infielders, they make a few errors, they start to be a little bit tentative. He's not like that. If anything, they're trying to slow him down. You watch him tonight, he just keeps coming on ground balls. He's very aggressive. But he's a difference maker, a kid that didn't hit lefty pitching very well last year. He's made some adjustments. He's hitting much better this year. And I said it on the air early in the year last year. I said, Gunnar Henderson will become a household name within the next year in Major League Baseball. And I think he's done that. An all-star this year for the first time. I think he's going to be one of those guys that's going to play the game for a long time. Be a multiple all-star, and I wouldn't be shocked if he won an MVP in his career at some point.
Ben, I know you guys have a loaded weekend here. I know that this might violate the clubhouse etiquette of we're all ball, we're all serious here, but SummerSlam this weekend in Cleveland, will you be taking any time to peep over there? Well, and maybe, just maybe, because I'm sure you guys stand in some hotels here, are you expecting to run into any of those wrestling ruffians?
I know the wrestling folks are out there. We saw some of them walking down the street the first night here, you know. And so, yeah, so I may sneak over. You know, we got some night games and stuff. If there's a way to sneak over and check out some of that stuff, I just might do that. I know it's a busy time. We couldn't even get our whole party here at the hotel. The hotel was full. We had some guys, not players, but we had some other staffers had to stay in the other hotels. That's how busy it is around here. So it's a cool time to be. I hadn't been back in Cleveland, honestly, in a while. I've always missed this trip for whatever reason. But it's good to come back. It's some good memories here. Playing it, which to be the old Jake back when Manny Ramirez and Jim Tomei was hitting 7 and 8 hole in that lineup. That's how good the mid-90s Cleveland Indians at the time were. You know, what an offense they had with Baerga. I talked to Carlos Baerga yesterday. I hadn't seen him in a long time. Of course, Albert Bell was a teammate of mine at LSU. He was in that lineup. Eddie Murray. It was just a rock star lineup, you know. And honestly, probably the toughest lineup I ever faced. And that's including the Oakland A's of the late 80s, early 90s, when they had all the Bash brothers and all that stuff. So some good memories here and some not so good memories too, honestly.
Well, it's funny you say that. You were part of a trade with Mike Fetters and Ron Valone for Marquise Grissom and Jeff Juden in 1997, in between the 97 and 98 season, but your shoulder kind of gave out there. Did you ever have any thoughts about what would have been if you had been able to stay healthy and actually had been able to join the Cleveland Indians in 1998?
Yeah, honestly, I really wanted to, you know, and I turned down a multi-year contract from the Milwaukee Brewers at the time because I'd never gotten to pitch in a playoff before my 7 years with the Orioles, and it didn't appear that the Brewers were going anywhere at the time, and then we heard the rumors during the season, and even in the offseason that the Indians at the time were going to trade for you. I pitched for that. You know, I mean, it was a team that was going to be in the playoffs every year. So I was looking forward. Unfortunately, had some shoulder issues and three surgeries and rotator cuff blew up on me and all that kind of stuff. And so I never ended up pitching again. But I desperately wanted, and it came over in a trade, just couldn't get my shoulder healthy. You know, it just wasn't happening after three surgeries.
Well, if in fairness, we had the John Smiley thing happen. Like, it felt like they tried, you know, Doc Gooden coming back. Like, we tried a lot with a lot of dudes, and we just had some luck, but just kept having dudes who could really throw end up having those kind of injuries. Now, to get back to this Orioles team, obviously people are looking at this series with the Guardians and Orioles as maybe a harbinger of things to come in the playoffs. But from the Baltimore side, is there one team in the AL you want to avoid most in a playoff scenario?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, the Guardians scare me, obviously very good, best team in baseball. I think we all thought the Yankees, right, from the beginning, although they had a spurt like the Orioles have gone through. They've just not been very good, but they have heated up. I think they've won five in a row now, and it's crazy that the Orioles and the Yankees are in a virtual tie right now going into play tonight, you know, same record in baseball. And so the Yankees are really good. Look, to me, there's been a lot of teams that's not played well. They've shown spurts along the way, but I have a feeling there's a run in one of these teams. It, you know, it could be the Guardians, could very well be the Yankees. It could be the Orioles as well. The Red Sox really gained some ground there for a while in the AL East, and they've kind of fallen off as well. I don't know about the Twins. There's a lot of – look, injuries have just kind of taken over the game this year, man. It's like there's so many injuries to position players. You know, the Dodgers have lost a couple guys, including Mookie Betts. You can go around the league, man. Injuries have played a big part of this. And so depth in your organization, depth on your 26-man roster has played large this year. So it's going to be interesting to see what guys that are injured are able to come back. I know you guys are going to get Alex Cobb here in the near future. What is he going to be like for you guys in that rotation as well? And so it's interesting to see who comes back, how healthy they are when they come back, and can they be big contributors. But I honestly think the American League is wide open right now. I do think the Guardians are the class of it right now. They've been the most consistent team so far. They've got all their months. They've got winning months. The Orioles can't say that. They had a losing month in July. The Yankees had a losing month of July as well. And so I think the Guardians are the best team right now. It's hard to say this or not. They have the best record and the best home record as well. But I do think, as we saw last year, guys, and you saw this too, the top three teams in baseball last year all had 100 or more wins, which were the Dodgers, the Orioles, and the Braves. Didn't even make it out of the first round. It was the Texas Rangers. They got hot at the right time, were a wild card team, stumbled down the stretch, and yet they caught fire at the right time. So the more you look at 162 games, it's great. It's great to win your division. It's great to be the best team in the American League or the National League. But the truth is how are you trending when the playoffs start? That's what matters the most. And whether you're a wild card team or you win your division and you get in, the bottom line is, can you just get in the playoffs? And then, as we saw last year, anything can happen from there.
Ben, I love to hear former ball players who still have that drive, that passion, that enthusiasm. Really great stuff. I wish you luck outside of every time you play the Cleveland Guardians. It's a great story, and I think that I think you guys are in a great spot for the future there in Baltimore. So best of luck.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the kind words. You guys have a great team, man. We're going to try to knock you off these next two, but I have a feeling the Guardians and the Orioles may just meet up in the American League playoffs.
Oh, then we're going to have to feud, aren't we? I don't like that. See, like I don't want to have to like bring you back on, and all of a sudden we're talking bleep to each other like it is SummerSlam, and we're cutting promos on each other, Ben.
That's right. That's right. But hey, it would make for some good baseball, man. So I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I know we got a tough 2 months here for everybody here. It's going to be a grind and who can stay healthy and all that stuff. But it's going to be fun come about October the 1st.
Excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
Ben McDonald, former MLB pitcher, Orioles analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ben McDonald, longtime big league pitcher, now Orioles analyst, joining us in the previous segment. I just love, it's so cool. Like, you know, we had Jake Peavy on earlier this week. Now Ben, I promise you, I'm not trying to dunk on anybody else, but so many baseball players, ex-baseball players, get in and they just kind of, they kind of have low energy. There's not a lot of like insight into how they feel. And I know Ben doesn't watch every game of the Guardians. I know it is hard to watch every single game if you're not part of that broadcast crew. It's just so nice to hear somebody with some excitement and flair talking baseball. Because I got to be
talking
honest.
Talking baseball.
Guardians baseball.
Talking try.
Because I do think that's, I think that's something missing, especially once we get to the national level, where it's just kind of, yeah, we're having the same old conversation, and there's nothing really special about it. That was a lot of fun with Ben.
It was. He's a good dude, and hopefully we don't have to deal with the Orioles too badly tonight. I'm worried about Cookie.
Yeah.
He's been, not great.
I wonder, and this is an I thought his last start was. I thought his last start was going to be his last start in Cleveland. It was so bad. And not just that, the previous start to that was so bad. He's given up 12 earned in his last two starts. I don't know that they're thinking this way. I kind of go into this thinking like this could be Cookie's last run through. And that probably depends on Boyd and Cobb and when they're ready. What are we doing if you send him out there again in August?
I wouldn't. I don't trust him right now.
So are you saying this is Cookie's last bite?
That better be part of the next open. That's, you know what?
And get the pause in there, too.
Yes.
can we make it worth a pause and like a little, like, you know, cheesy little drop?
I've never been more proud of Keith Britton. That was such a bad joke. It was so good. Oh, man. I mean, I was going to pivot into a really great and actually thoughtful take on Carlos Carrasco. And all I have going right now in my head is Cookie's last bite.
What are you going to do?
That's it. I can't do it. I'm not going to pull the punch. I was going to pull the punch because I've always liked Carlos.
I was going to pull the punch.
You guys are killing me, man.
People.
I'm trying. I was going to pull the punch. I don't know if it's good or bad.
I don't know if that was Borat or what.
That's nice. It's kind of in between.
Was it between Trump and Borat?
Yeah. I keep coming back to a really salient take.
It is an F off Friday.
You said you're not going to pull any punches here.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm going to just keep setting it up, and then you guys are going to say something.
Are you the Cookie Monster?
It feels like a scheduled loss.
Cookies?
No, I'm getting out my salient take now.
You a cookie guy?
Is that a cookie thing? You a baker?
You into baker?
You into bakeries?
You like baking? Is baking a thing?
It's not just me that feels like Carlos Carrasco is a schedule loss every time, right?
No, it's not you, and it's okay.
Now we're going Goodwill hunting.
I just saw that marijuana is going to be legal in 4 days.
Is that why we're having the cookie talk?
Maybe.
If they had said 3 months, would you be like, Carlos Carrasco, would you give your most salient baseball take ever?
Lots of takes.
I feel like you whitewashed a great take there. The schedule loss thing is something we do in every other sport. And I feel like that's an opinion right there. That's some no phony baloney sports talk goodness. The ooey gooey goodness for Cookie Carrasco. That's the kind of thing that could satiate your munchies.
If you had to go to have a go to cookie that's not like, we're not talking like Cheryl and Company or something like that or whatever, like fancy.
So you're talking like homemade?
No. Well, I guess we could do that. I mean, here's the deal. You're going to the store. You're going to the grocery store.
Okay. Here's the deal.
You can either make your own like Toll House or whatever you want to do, or just like you could buy. Bag of cookies.
No, I don't.
Box of cookies.
No, they never match up to
homemade.
Listen,
Nick, you're not following along.
All right. It's probably because weed's legal in 4 days.
Not yet.
In a contact high. Right. Continue with their hypothetical.
No, my hypothetical is you got to buy a cookie that's going to be, very, very edible and enjoyable. Like, what's the go-to, man? You like soft batch?
Just give me homemade chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, you like the...
Give me like the thin chocolate chip cookies that like break apart when they're still warm. They're ooey gooey. Give me the ooey gooey.
Ooey gooey.
How about
you? Like what are they? The fudge cookies. The elves. Keebler elves. You know what I'm talking about?
Into elves.
You like elves?
Is that an elves thing?
Oh, Instagram thinks it is. So you can get those.
Pray for Dustin's algorithm.
It's bad. You could go with. Oreos.
Yeah.
You could do...
Okay. So Oreos are great, clearly. Body by Oreos over
gotta
here.
Gotta have milk, though.
No store-bought cookies. Store-bought. Yeah. Thank you.
Making sure.
Store-bought cookies. Matches up to homemade cookies. Whether it's the... but bakery, now we're talking. Ooh, do you know the Chinese drop cookies? They're like a sugar cookie with like a drop of like some sort of... it's like you can have like fudge in the middle. You can have like
my grandma used to make the Hershey Kisses.
Okay, it's a
kind of like that, like a sugar cookie with a little something in the middle.
Yes, but I don't know what the filling is called.
Something else.
But yeah, that. So anybody that lives in Wadsworth,
have you seen Van Wilder,
knows that Ann's Pastries is the bee's knees. It might be 15% of the reason.
Ann's Pastries? Where's
Ann's
that again?
Pastries. Downtown Wadsworth. Oh, and let me tell you,
Ann's
friend.
A sweet gal.
Oh, sweet mamma jamma. Those Chinese drop cookies, better than anything. And Vanessa, every year, dude, she makes like 70 bajillion cookies before Christmas season. They're gone before Christmas season, by the way. She's like, but it's after Thanksgiving and these can last us all. No, we have three kids who love cookies. What are we doing here? And a fat-ass husband. What are we talking about? But... as great as her cookies are, and her cookies are as good as any cookies anyone in my family can make, Ann's are just that much better.
You know what's overrated?
I really hope
you
she's not listening. I just realized she literally just got off work, and she might be driving the kids to get slushies right now. This could be the end of my marriage now that I've admitted that on air.
You know what's overrated?
What's that?
Oatmeal cookies.
Are we talking about the store-bought?
Sometimes you said brought.
Cream pies or just the regular cookie?
Oh, I mean, I'm more or less just talking about like oatmeal, anything oatmeal.
Okay, yes, until
maybe
we get
just
to,
in life.
Until we get to oatmeal cream pies.
If you've been to Amish country,
yeah,
they have those some pretty good like, giant oatmeal cookies.
Yeah, the homemade, my
those
God.
Oatmeal cream pies aren't even real.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They've been showing these videos on TikTok about all these.
Speaking of your algorithm again.
Yeah, man. Little people are eating them too.
I'm a big tentacle guy.
Okay.
Unintentionally funny.
Say what you want about elves. Say what you want about other store bought cookies. I'm going to need you to leave oatmeal cream pie cookies off to the
They're
side.
They're not cookies. That is a dessert.
And cookies are a...
cookie.
Dessert.
Yeah, they are.
He knew I had him.
He got me there.
He did, right there.
I was in a shoot, Ken Carmen.
Josh, would you like to talk about Cookie Carrasco or just other cookies?
A little bit of both. So I think in his last few outings, he struggled pitching-wise, and I wish that they wouldn't make him a starter right mm-hmm. now as of how his struggles have been. But you guys forgot one bit with Cookie's last bite. You forgot... it's Cookie's last bite. Nom, 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 nom.
Yes, we did. We did. We should have added that sound, Josh. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny. At some point, we're talking about Ben Lively and the fact that the front office is getting no credit for signing this guy. And Ben Lively has been your most consistent pitcher this year, whether you think this is who he truly is or not. And, like, there's a lot of luck last night. He could not hit the far part of the corner early in that game to save his damn life, so he got out of a couple jams. Yeah, he's still been the best pitcher you've had. But if we started the season, Cookie probably wouldn't have been on the roster. Nom, 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 nom. And Ben Lively probably would have been your long reliever. And I just think it's interesting that now Ben might be one of your first three starters in the playoffs, and... Cookie, if he stays in the roster, probably going to stay. I just keep thinking of cookies, you bastards. On that sounded like a misfiring engine.
It was.
He'll probably stay in a long relief role. Glenn, welcome to the show. Best cookie conversation. Carlos Carrasco or sugar cookies?
I go Buckeyes because you can put five of those in your fingers and shove them all in your mouth at one time.
Those aren't cookies. Those
are delectable.
Yeah, they are a dessert. But
yeah,
I don't think those are cookies. No, they're
No. My mom makes them like cookies, man. She rolls the peanut butter balls and excuse my French, and then dips them in chocolate. That is definitely a cookie.
I don't think
that was French.
Excuse my French.
He said peanut butter balls, and then he said, excuse my French. Yeah. No one's mind was going there
until now. Took us there.
It's like road trip.
So does he just say it for anything? Like, hey, can somebody go pick up those basketballs? Excuse my French. I'm gonna go to Progressive Field tonight and watch some Guardians baseball. Excuse my French. Oh,